on today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix. Listening to calming music and meditating might work well when you're struggling with low-level anxiety. But what about when you're experiencing intense anxiety? You're filled with panic and you feel like something awful is about to happen? Those things aren't going to cut it. You need a different strategy that can handle serious anxiety. And you need something that's simple and gives you relief fast. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 6 books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm talking about an instant way to get anxiety relief. And while it does work for mild anxiety, it's also effective for extreme anxiety. You know, that type of anxiety that makes it impossible to think clearly when you feel like you're about to face impending doom and you can't function. By the end of this episode, you're going to have a go-to strategy that forces your body to calm down within seconds. It doesn't cost any money. It doesn't require any skills. And you can do it with the tools you already have in your home. Because when your anxiety is really high, we know a lot of traditional anti-anxiety reduction skills aren't an option. When your heart feels like it's beating out of your chest, you're not going to meditate. And if you try, you might become more anxious because you're going to think this isn't working. Or when you are so anxious, you feel like you can't breathe, telling yourself to calm down probably isn't going to actually calm yourself down. In fact, sometimes when we tell ourselves to calm down or we try to do something calming, like you listen to calming music, it can actually make you feel a little bit worse sometimes because your body's essentially reacting as if you're in a life or death situation. And then when you're surrounded by a calming environment, it means your physiology is completely out of sync with what's going on around you. And it actually might amplify how ramped up you are and make you panic even more. I'll give you a quick example of a time that I saw this play out. And if you're terrified of public speaking, pay close attention. Don't listen to calming music backstage. I saw a TEDx speaker try that approach. She was really nervous about going on stage, so she was backstage doing all of these calming exercises, where, by the way, you have to wait for hours until it's your turn when you do a TEDx. You might be there for 4 hours, and the anxiety and the anticipation is just building. So this particular TEDx speaker had calming music in her headphones, and she had all of these aromatherapy tricks. She had some calming essential oils that she was rubbing on her arms, and she's doing all of these breathing exercises. And it worked to kind of keep her calm while she was backstage. But the second they called her name to go on stage, her body reacted again as if it were hanging on the edge of a cliff. And she started to panic because all of those calming strategies she'd spent hours doing weren't working. A better strategy actually would have been to play heavy rock music and tell herself that she felt excited. That's because our bodies respond the same, whether you're really nervous about something or you're really excited. Your heart will race, you feel really alert, and you might start sweating. Now, I say all of that because we often do the opposite. We try to calm ourselves down, and then when it doesn't work, we panic over the fact that we still feel anxious, and that makes us feel even worse. So today I'm going to give you a simple trick that will calm your body down fast, I guarantee it. And it doesn't require much from you, which is good because when your anxiety skyrockets, even doing a simple task feels really overwhelming. It's hard to think. Now, before I tell you the secret to decreasing your anxiety fast, let's take a quick second and I'll tell you about some special offers Mentally Stronger listeners can get from our sponsors. People often ask me whether technology is helping or hurting romantic relationships these days. My answer is, it depends. It's all about how you use technology that matters. If you want to use an app that can help you stay connected, try Paired. You and your partner download the app and pair together every day. Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to play. These activities can deepen your conversations and help you interact more throughout the day. It's simple. Every day you get a quiz or a question to answer, and you can't see your partner's answer until you answer for yourself. Questions include things like, what do you remember about the first time we met? And which three words best describe your partner? Whether you're just a few dates in or you've been together a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/stronger to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/stronger to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/mentallystronger. What if I told you that an ice-cold bowl of water is the key to calming down? Now, I know what you're thinking, like, a therapist and a mental strength coach says to dunk my face in a bowl of water and that's going to calm me down. But stick with me, it actually cures anxiety. At least it treats it temporarily. You have a built-in reflex called the mammalian dive reflex. And that means that when your body's immersed in cold water and you're holding your breath, it will naturally slow everything down. It's your body's way of protecting itself when it's exposed to cold water. All mammals have this reflex, and it's automatic. It just kicks in when you hold your breath and you put your face in water. And it's trying to preserve your life. So your heart rate will automatically slow down. The blood in your body goes to your brain, and it's limited to your non-essential muscles. That helps your body save oxygen for your vital organs, which are your brain and your heart. And your heart starts to beat more slowly because it's trying to reduce the workload and therefore preserve your oxygen stores. Because remember, you're holding your breath. Now that you know this reflex automatically kicks in, you can use it to your advantage. Because when you feel anxious, your body revs up the engine and then you probably respond accordingly. When you hold your breath and dunk your face in cold water, your body reflexively stops panicking. It's like it takes its foot off the gas and stops revving up your anxiety engine. Almost immediately, you experience a calming effect over your entire body. Now, that calming effect isn't going to last forever, but it can keep you calm enough that you can gather your wits about you and think more clearly when you return to real life again and you go back to doing whatever you were doing. So here's exactly how it works. If you're at home and you're able to do so, go get a big bowl of cold water. It could be a pot that you use to cook in the kitchen or just a giant mixing bowl. Toss in some ice if you can and use the coldest water that you can. And then hold your breath and dip your face in. Try to do it for between 30 and 60 seconds if you can. Now, obviously, please don't try to do this if you have any cardiac issues. I don't want anybody to injure themselves. And if dipping your face into a cold bowl of water isn't feasible at that moment, try putting an ice pack on your face, around your eyes and your cheeks, and hold your breath. If that's not an option, run cold water over your wrists if you can. But there should be an immediate drop in the intensity of your anxiety. The cold water trick works well when you know why your anxiety is high. Like maybe you're waiting for a call from the doctor about your test results and you're freaking out while you wait. But the cool thing is, it also works when you just feel really anxious and you have no idea why. Like you have a panic attack that comes out of the blue, or you're sitting at home and suddenly you feel like the whole world is about to come to an end. Either way, use the cold water trick to get the mammalian dive reflex to shock your body into calming itself down fast. And if you're prone to anxiety, I suggest that you test it first at a time when you aren't feeling like you're in complete panic. And there's two reasons I think you should test it. The first is you'll be more likely to remember to use it the next time your anxiety skyrockets if you've practiced. The second reason is you'll get a sense of relief when you know that you have a strategy that you can try the next time your fear or panic kicks in. We know that taking action reduces anxiety, but most of the time when we have a lot of anxiety, we don't know what to do. We feel kind of helpless and hopeless. Or we do things that aren't helpful, like we just start scrolling through social media or pacing around the room. So I would say test it and watch what happens. So we tested this firsthand in the podcast studio today. I got my producer, Nick, to try this. When we started, his heart rate was in 84. And I know this because he had an Apple Watch with the app that tells you your heart rate. So I filled a bowl with cold water. I put ice packs in it and made it really cold. He held his breath, put his face in the water. I counted out loud for 30 seconds. And when he was done, we checked his heart rate again. His heart rate had fallen from 84 to 52 in just 30 seconds. That means it was 32 fewer beats per minute after he stuck his face in cold water. Now, initially, Nick didn't want to do the experiment. But as soon as we were done, the first thing he said was that he felt great. You too might find that it'll help you feel better than you think. It's not the worst thing in the world. So if you can, if you have a smartwatch that tracks your heart rate, you'll see a sharp decline in your heart rate as soon as you stick your face in the cold water. But if you don't have a smartwatch, practice this anyway. Just see how you feel after you do it. I think you'll find your heart rate goes down almost immediately. And a slower heart rate means less anxiety. So there's your strategy for dealing with extreme anxiety. Dunk your face in cold water and make your body's natural reflex kick in to calm yourself down. Give it a try and let me know how it works for you. I'd love to know. Because as you're building mental strength, it's important to have a toolbox full of tools. Some of those tools might be changing the way you think. Some of those tools might involve having some psychological strategies, and some of them involve doing things like dunking your face in cold water to deal with intense emotions. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to Mentally Stronger. Make sure to subscribe to our show so that you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. And if you want even more content, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. You'll get exclusive bonus episodes every single week. So far, I've been answering your questions about everything from affairs and depression, pornography addiction, to holiday family issues, and how do you break up with a friend? And I'd love to answer your questions too. To subscribe, click on the link in the show notes. I have some special bonuses for my earliest subscribers. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who gets to be the guinea pig on my psychological experiments in the podcast studio, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Daymond John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.